the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet.
Well, it is time for another hour of great 60s underground rock music. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, focusing on 60s garage punk, proto-punk, freak beat, garage rock, psychedelia. That's the cool, lesser heard stuff from the mid to late 1960s, and I'm your host, Phil Gray. This is episode 261. We got underway with a band called The Staccatos. They had one LP in 1965 released on Capitol. We took the B-side to a 45 released September 65. The A-side moved to California. We took the B-side, Do You Mind If I Dance With Your Girl, and the Staccatos out of Canada. And a big welcome to Canadian listeners via Caper Radio, Sydney, Nova Scotia.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, this episode 261 is packed with 60s garage rock obscurities, so let's get straight into it. These guys from the Fredericktown area of Missouri. This is a 1968 single from The Vectors.
I'm gonna cry. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
When I catch you with another man, your love is good, it's good by me.
Good by me, good by me, good by me, yeah.
Love is something better, you gotta show me about what you do.
What you do, what you do, what you do, yeah.
All I ever get is a bunch of side mouth talking from you.
Talk from you, talk from you, talk from you,
I say
yeah.
Action,
action,
speaks louder than
size. Dirty old man, why can't Can't you face the truth? Your money can't buy you back your youth. Can't you see? Can't you see? Can't you see? You're nothing but a heart-throbbing, craving, rattle, dirty old man. A heart-rending, free-spending, mind-bending, dirty old man. A free-willing, girl-stealing, top-feeling, dirty old man.
Here's the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show, episode 261, top of the set, The Vectors. Cry Me a Thousand Tears, lesser known song. The flip side was called Paisley Haze. The Vectors a little better known for that one, but obscure track nonetheless. Then we had a band called The Tidal Waves, video of this one up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Track scored Action Speaks Louder Than Words, released 1967 on HBR Records. They're from Michigan, The Tidal Waves. Action Speaks Louder Than Words. And finally in the set, out of Ely, Minnesota, formed 1962. They're called the Electras, best known for a track called Dirty Old Man. That's what we had. Released 1965. The Electras formed when two brothers came together as a duo, 1962, after enrolling at Ely Memorial High School. So the Vectors, the Tidal Waves, and the Electras.
I don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, here's a band out of Lebanon. It's Lebanon, Pennsylvania. It's a 1965 single called So the Prophets Say. This is The Centuries.
What's gonna come and how certain things will be done. They're your salvation. Rule the world and today like it did yesterday. Or will we have to wait till tomorrow? I'll tell you when it comes. You will hear the you'll just repent in all your sorrow. These men of wealth and men of poor, these prophets of peace and prophets of war, are they good news? They may tell you to make a big sound about getting out of Vietnam. You know you got a right to your convictions, but will they warn you of a coming day when your placards might be thrown away? And they'll say, now you got a few restrictions. You may not like it if they hand you a gun before you turn 21 and say, you've got to be a man. But your freedom's bell stop ringing and a red slave song you're singing. Would you wish you had a gun in your hand? These men so good and men so bad.
Out of the slime and darkness it comes to inflict its life-destroying poison on the careless, the unwary, the unprotected. No sane person would deliberately expose himself to its venom. No intelligent person would venture within striking distance of its fangs. Yet today, young people are flirting with a poison every bit as deadly as that of the snake.
Yeah.
Well, a set of five tracks there on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Century's top of the set out of Lebanon, Pennsylvania. A track called So the Prophets Say. Then from Denver, Colorado. Was their fourth and final single on Tower Records, released 1966. Fantastic cover of Baby Please Don't Go by the Moonrakers. Picture of them up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Go there right now, give us a like, and of course give us feedback if you'd like to do that too. We then had Larry and the Blue Notes from 1966 out of Fort Worth, Texas. A track called In and Out that appears on a comp called The Fort Worth Teen Scene. Video of that one up on our Facebook page. Then we had H.P. Lovecraft, American psychedelic band out of Chicago, named after the horror fiction writer H.P. Lovecraft. There was actually a radio spot for band Deodorant. Then finally in the set, The Wonderful Shadows of Night out of the Chicago suburbs, I'm Gonna Make You Mine. Don't forget, the track listings of Retrospect shows are always put up with a link to the podcast at facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Time for Global Garage, an entirely Asian set this week. Picture of these guys up on our Facebook page. Formed Tokyo 1961, they toured the States and Hawaii as late as 1967. They are the Spiders. This is Day Tripper.
She was a day tripper, yeah. I won't wait to get you. So very wrong, baby. I found out. Right. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. Oh, I got a good reason for taking the easy way out. She was a Jack Prefer, yeah, one way to catch ya. It took me so very long, baby. I found out. All right. No. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. Got a good reason. She was a Jack Prepper, yeah. I won't wait to catch ya. It took me so very long, baby. I found out. All right, then, baby. Oh, shit. No. She was a Jack Prepper, yeah. One way to catch ya. It took me so very long, baby. I found out. I said, Wappa. I said, come a little closer, Wappa. Oh, no. Wappa. I said, one more time now, Wappa.
Retrospect.
talk about like a dog, talk about the clothes I wear.
Hey, hey. Hey, Bobby, hey, hey.
That's our global garage set. Got underway with the Spiders out of Tokyo with Day Tripper. Then we had a band called The Blue Comets. We're actually Jackie Yoshikawa and The Blue Comets. The track's called Psychedelic Man. They're out of Tokyo. Found that one on a compilation called Japanese Rockin' Psych and Punk, 1965 to 1971. Psychedelic Man, 60s Garage Beat Pop Music Collection. Quite a mouthful. Jackie Yoshikawa and The Blue Comets. Then the D-Swooners, often considered a Japanese band, they're actually on a comp of Japanese stuff called Monster Agogo. Now, they did have quite a career in Japan. They're actually Filipino from the Philippines. Formed 1963, playing old-school doo-wop and rock and roll to Manila audiences. But later, they got into wah-wah guitar. They covered The Doors. The D-Swooners, cover of Jimi Hendrix's Stone Free. And then we had another one from the Spiders. Hey Little Robbie, it's called. And I found that one on a comp called The Nippon Side. So the Spiders, the Blue Comets, the D-Swooners, and again, the Spiders.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, this band is called The Outcasts. They're out of Texas. They had a 45 in 1967 called 1523 Blair. This is the B-side. Their cover of Smokestack Lightning.
Calling you. coming down that track. You're coming right at me. You come and bring it back home.
One of the potentials for illegal drug traffic is the school. Here, the connection can be found with these peddlers of misery who prey on the unwary, the uninformed, the curious, the thrill seekers. Most young people will continue through life as normal, responsible citizens. Others, the shunted and unloved, the unguided, the seekers of thrills and kicks are candidates for the slave world of lifelong drug addiction. But no one is immune.
It's a band called the Jackson Investment Company. Picture and information up on our Facebook page. It's a 45 from 1967 on Paris Tower Records, mistitled as What Can I Do. The track, in fact, is called What Can I Say, largely based on the riff from Hey Joe. So the Jackson Investment Company, What Can I Say?
Yeah! Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Is it habit forming?
It's new, Bill. We can't be sure about physical addiction, but one thing we're certain of. In every case so far, every one of the individuals has had a psychological dependence.
Well, here's an obscure one. The band is called The Teenagers. It's a 45 from 1967. I believe they're a Swiss band. This is called Complication.
And after a beat, I went alone. And found myself on the side of a street. How can I go on the other side? That I reach what is in front of me. I make two steps, a shiver stops me. I look and see what comes around me.
complication. What a complication. That's a complication. What a complication. That's a
from the side of a street. That's a complication. What a complication. That's a complication. What a complication.
Well, that is it for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 261. Don't forget, there are back episodes available a bunch of places. You can find them on Stitcher Radio. You can find them at TuneIn.com. Find them at the TuneIn app. You'll certainly find us in the iTunes store. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk, and there's a bunch of back episodes there, and you can subscribe to them there. Links to every episode put up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. Your feedback is always welcome via that Facebook page. Right, time for an instrumental to see out the show. Released on Head Records, 1968. This is The Disturbers. The track's called Free and Easy. More great 60s obscurities. Same time next week. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.